My braid is flashing bird.
No quarter. I am going to be uncomfortable and all over you from start to finish.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Outside of the Box. And I'm continuing on with my preview shows of some of the different leagues out there and what they've got going on, because, you know, there's so many combat robotics fans all across the country. It's hard to get out to some of the bigger events that are, you know, well publicized and known, but there's so much else that goes on other places. And I kind of want to highlight that because it's really growing. And I think, you know, getting more people involved, getting more people volunteering, things like that are the way to grow the sport. So I just want to welcome the folks here from Backwoods Combat Robotics to talk about what they've got going on in Tennessee. So everybody, welcome.
Hey, glad to be here.
Hey.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
For those who watch the show frequently, especially the few people that watch every episode, props to you because there's a lot of them. But you may be familiar with Kyle because Kyle has been on the show a couple of times. But everybody else that has not been on the show, if you just want to introduce yourselves real quick, just so that folks know who you are.
I'm Jason with Backwoods RC. Of course, wife Jenna.
Hi, I'm Jenna.
I'm Toby of Tobytopia Robotics.
All right. Well, I'm excited to have y'all on because especially when I get to talk about a league that I don't know a lot about, it's exciting to me because I'm learning something new. Obviously, since I've known Kyle for a while, I know kind of the stuff that he's done with the Synthwave kits and stuff like that. But I mean, in terms of the league as a whole, I'd love to know more. So kind of, if you know, whoever wants to start, tell me a little bit about the history of the league. How long have y'all been, you know, going, and kind of what's the last year look like for you?
And I think we've booked about, I think everybody, all of, I think there's five clubs. I think we've booked every, filled up at every event. I think the sheer numbers of it are, I mean, I would go on and say probably, as large as any of the biggest events. I think it's not uncommon for us to hit 70 bots, for an event. Last year was great. Toby actually, I credit with pulling us together as a league. We, at least from my standpoint, all of us were great friends, and it turned out, you know, it's like, hey, I'm going to start, doing some events, and we're like, great, that means, you know, we can come compete instead of hosting, and it just really kept growing for that. I mean, you know, we've got Brad with Little Chicago, of course, Kaylee with Grind City, Hal is doing the T-Town stuff over there. It just keeps growing, and I don't know. I'm really excited to see where it goes next year. We're gonna start incorporating some larger bots. I'd like to see us eventually do 12 and 30 pound bots, at least here. From my aspect, I think that's where we are.
Yeah, you're giving me a little too much credit there with starting the league. I started a Facebook group chat with all the EOs.
And that's all it took.
I guess so. We already had all the groundwork there. We just needed the little nudge.
You know, really, that's the thing with these events. A lot of times, you know, it's, you know, hey, they put on a great event. Hey, this was a great event. But I think, and it may be everywhere, but I think here it's, man, we're all a bunch of friends. We go to these events. I mean, it's basically going there with a bunch of our friends. I mean, everybody is just so close. So, you know, I think it's just the atmosphere, the group. I know we do at our personal event here at the Backwoods side, we do a little bit different. We started that as an event for competitors. So it's not as spectator friendly. It is focused on just the competitors really getting there to enjoy, their event. So when we host the Nashville event, of course, That's at Adventure Science Center. Tons, thousands of foot traffic. That's where we're really, I think, for next year for us. I feel like last year was us all kind of getting together, deciding where we're going, the same direction. We'll move as a group, and I think something I'd like to see for this year is us to really push how to get started to grow it even more. Which I mean, it's already, unfortunately, events fill up really fast, but every event you have someone or groups come up. How do I get started? So we're really going to start pushing a lot of the kits, for a lot of people that sponsor us. So I mean that's on our end. And like I say, I'm excited. I think it's going to be a very good year.
Yeah, I think we've got a really cool opportunity here in Tennessee. I noticed pretty early on, maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago, that we have an abnormally competitive area here, which I did not expect at all. Like, you don't think, oh, hey, where's going to be this super competitive ant weight area? The coasts, maybe Seattle, Tennessee, but it is. We have a lot of heavy hitters that have come in, and a lot that are based here, and it's really interesting to see just the trial by fire that you can get just going to events with Jason. I mean, you've seen Toby fight T3 at NHRL. That thing is terrifying, and his ant weight horror vertical is just as terrifying. So it's been really cool to see the quality of combatants and the bots I made that in the area, not just in Tennessee, but also in the surrounding area that'll travel. But then the quality of events that people put on, I had no idea getting started that there were so many people so willing to support the community here. I think last year we had six qualifying events for the TNRL, and I think we even
All
had some that weren't qualifying
in
events.
Tennessee.
You don't really think of Tennessee whenever you hear robot combat, but I think Tennessee is like the probably the second or third biggest state in terms of like number of events hosted. Right behind California and Florida, because we had six qualifiers last year, and then there were like four or five that weren't qualifiers.
Yeah,
So I think there were like 11 events just in the state of Tennessee.
I think really, and this is going to sound so odd. So, my first event was actually at Adventure Science Center, Engineered for Destruction. I don't remember the number, but that was as they were kind of winding down a little bit. They were looking for somebody to take that over, and I was like, great, I'm just getting started in this, and they're kind of the. In between, well, COVID hit, and that's when we decided to start building. We're like, hey, let's build and rent. So right at the end of COVID, we were I think everybody was looking for something to do. I really do. I mean, I think everybody was looking for something to do. They were wanting to get out, and I mean, I want to again, I don't want to make it seem like any kind of sponsor's pitch, but I've really got to thank Andy with Palm Beach, because Andy was instrumental in us getting started up. He's been there supporting us all along, and I mean our first event, it went great. We were overwhelmed because we didn't think anybody would show up, and a lot of the people that showed up were first time people. They were like, hey, all right, I built this, let's fight it. So that's the first event wasn't as competitive. There were a few exploded bots, from well-seasoned bot builders. But yeah, it just kept spinning up and getting bigger. And as the more of us that got together, we realized we had an opportunity to really stretch out across the state. And there's only so many you can pack in one location. So once we kind of got that net, and it's still growing now. I'm actually talking with Brad, there's an 8x8 arena here. As soon as, you know, he's got some shoulder injuries. So yeah, hoping for a speedy recovery for him. But I look to, you know, I look forward to seeing him, you know, back in the realm, and we'll do everything we can to support him. That's the biggest thing. I think we all just support each other. You know, like I love going to Kyle's events because like Kyle does all the work at his events. I love going to Kaylee's events because oh, Kaylee has got this life, like where she just it's just a blast. It's gonna be fun. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter win, lose. I love how she runs her events. You know, same with Hal's events. You know, large events. You know, they typically go great. You know, so yeah, it's a lot of fun. And I think as long as we keep that mentality, we're a group of friends. We do this to wind down. You know, I kind of get distracted and pulled away. I play with the big bots a little bit, so I have that oh look a squirrel. So you know, like I may focus on you know I may focus on the big bots. You know, we're going to Vegas a lot more. It's been about every other month for a while. So you know, we're traveling a lot more, playing with the big bots. But I think a huge focus is going to be us moving forward with this and trying to get more people interested.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I'm curious from y'all's perspective because I've heard from a couple of other leagues, but you know, with kind of having ant weights being the primary focus at first, was that a strategic decision because you know, ant weights are probably the easiest point of entry for most people. You know, there's a lot of kits and stuff like that, so it's easier for somebody to get into and build something like that than even say a beetle.
Toby did it.
It was just looking at registration numbers, really. We might grow to have beetles next year or some other time. Like I know that the MRCA is growing to do beetles now too. But looking at the registration numbers that we were getting at events, it would be like 32 ants would sign up with 12 more on the wait list. And we'd be lucky if we got 10 beetles to sign up for events.
Oh, yeah, isn't that crazy?
Yeah. But beetles are coming up.
The ant weights here, there's a few. Obviously, there's the Seattle Nationals. There's Merca, I think, has a really good ant weight scene, but there's nothing like the NHRL for ant weights. There's no just that's the place to go. And I don't know that there'll ever just be the one. I think there'll always be a little bit of that scattering where there's some awesome stuff in the Northwest. There's some awesome stuff all the way on the West Coast. But I think there's a real opportunity to both have a quote unquote big leagues for the ant weights here. And I do think that you're right about being a good entry point. Like even if it's the fairy weights are smaller and cheaper, but they're so fiddly and hard to get in there, and
I
some people
can't see
don't have
the
exactly don't have the fine motor skills. But you can build your own ant weight if you design and build it yourself. You can build your own ant weight for like $150, $200, and that's crazy cheap compared to entry for a beetle weight most of the time. And you can do that and have it be competitive. First time I ever fought, I actually fought Jason. My very first fight, I fought Jason
No,
with
it wasn't.
who
Where at?
yeah. That was Billy. I fought with my first ant weight. It was a little drum spinner named Billy. I fought you with Portable Apocalypse and somehow lucked out. But that got me hooked. And that also like just show you can come with no experience in ant weights and pretty relatively cheap put together something and get out there and have fun. And
How did I not know I was your first fight?
yes,
I
you're my
remember that
very
event.
first fight.
I remember that event because I thought your name was Billy for the longest time.
That's what it saved in my phone.
I
To this
thought
day, that is what it saved in my phone. Billy,
it
that is what it saved in my phone.
was hilarious. Yeah, that was another local event. I'll give a shout out of that was out of Alabama, Huntsville. That was Rocket Republic Taproom Tap Out. I think
Rooster,
Jeff.
Angry
Angry Rooster.
Roosters.
Yeah,
Yeah,
Angry
they've
Rooster
had quite
Robotics
some
did that.
money.
The they're it's a different individual that has taken over the box, but they are back up and running. So there's another event an hour from us. So
Rocket City Combat
yeah,
Robotics.
Yeah, Rocket City Combat
Robotics. That's it.
I think they're going to be in Mississippi next.
Yeah,
I think it's Missouri.
Missouri?
Yeah. Yeah. It's the Corinth, Missouri Comic Con. It's actually the same week as NHRL coming up in 3 days.
Yeah, Michael Mueller, reach out. You are in the area. He's a great dude. I've talked to him a bunch. He is a really cool guy. Really excited. Doing some interesting things with bringing some really good sponsor engagement, even like non-robotic sponsor engagement into the sport. Had some really cool talks with him about that and how to get some maybe off-the-wall sponsors to get engaged. Great guy. Go out, check it out if you're in Missouri or if it's close enough to make the drive if you're not in Missouri.
Yeah, it's so funny too, because I mean, like, I didn't think that I was that close to Tennessee until it was pointed out to me by Mr. Ethan Shipley that it's really not that far. It would take me as long to drive to like Western Pennsylvania or something. So it's really not that far. But yeah, I mean, like there's a lot of states around that could probably, you know, have a fairly short trip to get there.
Yeah, we've had how many? What are we?
Was it 17 states? We made a map after.
Yeah,
the last event.
We made a little map, but we've had 17 states that have came here.
It's
so
crazy
far.
How far people.
What was
come.
An Oregon?
We had. I know we had a Utah.
Utah.
And
yeah, I remember the Utah crew.
Was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So 17.
Did Dropsaw come? Dropsaw, not Dropsaw.
Oh yeah.
Strikepoint.
Yeah,
Strikepoint from California.
Oh, yeah, we did have the guy from California.
Oh, I didn't map that one. I'll
yeah,
have to add
so
that.
So 18 states have came. Yeah, so it's great, isn't it? Man, it happened out of nowhere, didn't it? Like, and now it's like it's a part of life that everything is centered around. Like, it just seems like so normal, you know? But, yeah, I mean, you know, we're focusing now on building the big box, and oh man, that's a nightmare in itself. you know,
well, I have to give a big thanks to Jason and Jenna over there for doing this extra effort to expand on the weight classes and on the building they have there is awesome. They've got it set up to where you can get tons of people in there, and it's so cool to have a builder centric event. That you go to and you really feel like this is like the club, like you're part of the club when you go there. So that's really cool.
Yeah, it's the people though, man. I'm telling you, it's a building with some robot arenas and a bunch of tools, but I'm telling you, it's the people, you know, it's the people. It's just, I look forward to it. And I think even if everybody showed up and we didn't fight robots, I think it would still be a great time, you know. It just, you know, it's great. It's, you know, a way to get away from everything, man. And you know, well, I like a little carnage too, so.
I think we all do. That's why we're into
yeah,
this.
That's why we're here.
Now, as far as like this year, like looking at the next few months, what, you know, what do you have planned over the next few months that people might be interested in?
We've got a February.
February 24th at the Adventure Science Center.
Nashville.
In Nashville.
Yeah.
But even though it's full, it'd be fun to come out and watch. It's a great building.
It is in the planetarium. There's an upper balcony. I mean, it just absolutely amazing venue. So, yeah, it's like I say, I mean, it is full. The wait list is pretty...
I think we've got 10 on the wait list for ants and a few in beetles and
that brings another thing. Like, you know, with that type of event, we are on a time schedule. When we do events here at our facility, I think we're, man, there's been, yeah, I mean, we're not, you know, and then but yeah, that's going to be our next one is February. And then Kyle, you're March, right?
Yeah, so I've talked to Brad, and we're going to finalize this kind of depending on his shoulder situation.
Okay.
He wants to do one either March or April, and I have one tentatively March, April. So, depending on how his situation goes, we'll probably get that locked down soon. And then I've got one down for October, mid-October. So I think the 12th we'll have one for sure. Have one here.
I
So
haven't
that.
heard when Hal's next one is. He, I don't know if he's got it up yet.
I
think
think
he's
he's
got
in
July
June, maybe.
20th
Yeah, I was gonna say,
ahead.
I remember him saying something about June or July in the summertime. And then Jason and Jenna, are you all gonna have one in April?
We probably will. We're gonna talk to the
Is that
guys.
Ralph Allman?
Yeah, the guys from Rose Holman have a big robotics team, and that's the weekend they want
Yeah.
to come down.
Well, because
So.
they've got the MTSU college guys that are here also. So
Yeah.
So if they want to come down that weekend, we'll put one on probably the last weekend in April.
that's pretty much an entire event of just Beatles. No, it really
Yeah.
is. It's
They have some
really
intense
scary one,
Beatles.
Lonnie. It is the most terrifying event. You can be outside the shop and you hear these horrible sounds. It's so loud, man.
The first time they came, they're friends with Peter, and we didn't know how many people they were bringing, and they just kept on coming in. They filled the entire room in a shop, but they had some good
So
bots.
incredible. And just,
That was
I
fun.
mean, you couldn't ask for a better group of guys. I mean, just an incredible bunch.
Yeah, so if they want to come, we'll host one the last weekend in April.
They're gonna be the Rose Holman crew's all gonna be up at Norwalk in a couple days.
Nice.
I'm really excited to see how they all do there.
Yeah, I can imagine. Really impressive group.
Well,
That's awesome.
that's awesome. I'll have to watch out for them then. No, that's really exciting. I mean, it's nice when you have, a lot of events. I mean, at the pace that you're growing, like how far do you see this going? I know that you mentioned, in the future you might like to have, 12s and 30s, and I think that would be great for folks in the Midwest area that, maybe don't have to travel so far to kind of participate in those events.
Originally we were talking about doing 125 pound and even possibly going up to the heavyweights sportsman level since Florida had slowed down on doing them. So I don't know. I don't know that 12s and 30s are 100%. We're already in process of that expansion, but
We've
yeah.
got the material. We just need to add on to the building so we have more space for
Yeah,
it.
and we
So,
just keep it right, but yeah, I think that'll be a lot of fun. And we can test the heavies here anyways.
as far as the stuff we have going on, one of the things that I'd like to look at, you guys mentioned waitlisting. I think that this year, all goes to plan, I'd like to actually restrict down to just ants for at least my events in Chattanooga
Yeah.
so that we can get all of the people who are being waitlisted down and in.
Yeah.
So we there are tons, and I don't want to exclude people because of the weight class they choose, but there's so many ants, and we've specified that for TNRL for now at least. And I think I'd like to do that and let us have more time with those to run it better. We're trying to make the events run smoother, which is difficult. And then got Jeff Duke, who does our AV and our streaming, and I want to make things easier for him as well. He does a great job coming in and setting everything up. He does a lot of the Tennessee events, setting up, streaming, recording. I'm going to start doing solely hosting. So at my events, I won't be competing. We're going to be hosting and try to just do some like color commentary. I think there's a lot of potential in the outward facing side as well, with combat robotics if we put the effort in, put the time in. So I think you could definitely grow. We have IC6 plus our actually, I think SV7 plus our finals event so far. And I wouldn't be surprised if that grew. It's more than it was last year already as qualifying events. So I think that we could be seeing more and more events pop up across Tennessee.
Yeah, I think the plan is to do the finals in November, November 9th, maybe. Is that the date we're looking at here at Backwards?
I think it's where we're at now. Yeah, that'll be exciting. I look forward to that.
Well, that's great. Now, do you plan on, because I know some of the leagues are doing some of that as in terms of outreach, like planning anything like workshops or, you know, other ways to get folks in other than just like having them come compete?
We actually have, we've offered to several people because, I mean, we've got a lot of machines and equipment. But yeah, we've offered to several. The arena stays set up year round. So we've reached out to several. It's like, hey, if you want to come build, you're welcome to come use our equipment. Also testing, again, arenas are set up year round. So, we're doing that there. For a later show, there will also be I think for heavyweights, possibly for live show, a way to get people started in that. But that'll be something different, but along the same lines. Yeah, that's I would say if I had one personal goal this year, it's to really step back, recognize the sponsors, the other clubs, and support them every way we can, and really just Kyle makes an incredible off the shelf kit that can compete anywhere. For a long time, I think people were under the impression, oh, I've got to be an engineer or a designer. I've got to be terrific at CAD. I'd love to get into this sport, but I'm going to buy a robot and it's going to get exploded and break in one event. And, I think that's not the case anymore. I mean, these robots are becoming more and more durable. So for me, I'm just, I want to push a lot of these kits to help support the builders that, that support us and help grow the hobby. So that's definitely one of my goals. And get the big box finished.
Can't wait for that big box.
Oh, I can't either. I'm already trying to decide what to build.
I mean, like that. You make a good point, though. I mean, as far as like people think that they can't do it. I mean, I will, admit that I've had a lot of help from people that do know what they're doing so that I don't like burn my hands off or who knows what else I might do. But if I can put a robot together, I feel pretty confident that anybody can do it. So.
Well, I don't want there to be any kind of misconception that the people that build know what we're doing. It's just. Look at any of the group chats or Discords, and it's a bunch of the people who know what they're doing asking each other, hey, have you done this? Do you know how to do this? Is this going to explode?
Isn't that the truth?
Is it going to explode at the right time, I guess, is the right question.
Well, I think Toby can vouch for my soldering skills.
I wired up a few of your bots morning of.
Look, it got so bad. Who was it? Oh man, at Howl's event, I had to.
Were you asking the Tournabot kids to solder your stuff again?
Very good.
Oh, it's so bad. Yeah, it's so bad.
Well, yeah, I think that's really the beauty of the community too, in that whenever you're getting started out, you can just go up to anyone and ask them anything about getting started.
Anything, yeah.
Or how to build your robot, how to put it together, anything, and they'll give you a great answer.
Yeah, it's different than any. I mean, I do tractor pulling. I mean, a lot of motorsports. It's so much different than any other sport I've been a part of. Did dirt track racing for a long time. But combat robotics is so much different because. It's like, and you can see in a lot of these videos, like some of us are really close to, I mean, friend, we don't care who wins. I mean, we're fighting. We're going to have a lot of fun. I always make the joke, look, there's no way you can beat me because secretly I want you to win. You know, so look, it just, I think it's just such a different element, especially, I mean, you know, the way the world is, you know, everybody's got, you know, other things they're focusing on. But, and I mean, it's just so great to be able to go into a competition. I mean, of course, we all want to win, but to do everything you can to help your friends around you win. So, you know, it's different. It's different, different element. And like I say, I think it, I think it speaks a lot for the character of the competitors, you know, to spend hours, you know, helping the guy that you may fight in the finals, you know. So yeah, it's different.
Yeah, and I
But
can
yeah.
say from talking to so many different people and even the different leagues and stuff like that, I think everybody has a very similar sentiment and they could be like very totally polar opposite types of people, but they all feel the same way
Yeah.
about the community. And I think that that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm certainly excited, to see the sport expand everywhere. I think that, having more accessibility, having different options of places that you can go and fight your robots is great. Because I think when I first got into this, I didn't know that there was anything outside of BattleBots and NHRL. And so I was like, you mean that's my only choices if I want to go, get involved in this? And learning so much more and learning about all of the different leagues and stuff, I think just it makes me feel so hopeful about the growth of this sport because there's, there's something for everybody in like so many different places.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, there's almost nowhere that there's not an event. I mean, within, you know, reasonable driving distance.
Yeah, it's really wild to see how much the sport has grown post COVID.
Yeah, it seems that's when it took off.
Yeah.
Or at least from, you know, we didn't do a lot pre-COVID. So, you know, I
Yeah.
can't speak for them, but yeah, after it just seems, man, there's an event everywhere somewhere, and it's great. I love it.
Pre-COVID, I don't think there were. I tried to get into it pre-COVID and I could not find an event in Tennessee. They had stopped doing the one at the Chatticon, the robot battles, because they moved venues and they couldn't do it there. And I could not find one in Tennessee. And now we did like 11 last year. So.
Yeah, we're you can definitely find one now.
Oh, yeah. You almost trip over and walk out the door. Here's another robot event.
That's what's so neat. I mean, even though, I mean, so we're all in Tennessee, okay? We a lot of times each of us will host similar classes, but the events are so different. You know, they it's just they're so different. They're just even like, I mean, you know, we host an event, you know, events here, but the one at Adventure Science Center, even though it's us, the same people hosting it, the same class of the robot, just the aura, the vibe, it's such a different feeling. So every one of these events, you know, even though you may be fighting a lot of your friends, the same people, they have a completely different atmosphere. So I mean, it makes it so much fun, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think too, like where you're located is like as you mentioned with people coming from so many different states, it's such a great location to allow the flexibility of like lots of different people to be able to attend. So I mean if you're watching this and you didn't know about Backwoods, definitely check it out as an option, especially if you are kind of more in the central part of the US, because it is something that's gonna be fairly local, probably within a short drive for you, but I'm excited to follow this now, and hopefully I can get down there one of these times, even if I hitch a ride with the boys from Indiana. So,
Do it. Yes.
you'll have to come down with Ethan sometime.
oh, I'm sure that I've already said they're gonna kidnap me and take me to every robot event. So, but yeah, so. We'll have to see, but I'm excited to, have learned more and yeah, I mean, definitely for folks who are watching, check it out. Make sure that you kind of continue to follow along with things on the show. As I've said before, there's going to be so many more giveaways and, different segments that we're doing this year. Really trying to grow this as well as the sport grows, and get more people involved and interested. So thank you to everyone for joining me. Everybody keep watching, and we'll see you next time on the show.
Thank you.